Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the eighth parak of Maseches Kelim. We are up to parak Ches, Mishnah Vav. So the Mishnah is going to talk about protecting something from Tumah in a Kli Cheres. But Beis Sa'or, Mukaf Tzamid Pasil. If, let's say, you have a sourdough container that's made out of Cheres, and it has it's fully sealed, V'nasel L'tocha Tanur, and you put that sourdough container inside an oven, Hasar V'asharetz B'tocho, the sourdough and the dead sharetz are inside of it, V'akeretz B'natayim, and there's a wall in between them, meaning there's like two compartments in the sourdough container, and one compartment has the sourdough, the other has the sharetz. Hatanur tame, the tanur becomes tame from the sharetz that's in the container, because there's nothing that blocks the tumah of the sharetz from coming out of the container. But vasa or tahar, the sourdough that's inside is tahar, because the sourdough is in a kli cheres hamukuf tzamid pasil. It's completely sealed into the kli cheres. V'im haya k'zayis min ameis, if it was a k'zayis min ameis that was in the sourdough container and it was not a sharetz, hatanur Vahabai is tame. Then the oven and everything in the house is tame. Vasa'or tahar, but the sa'or would in fact be tahar because it's in its own kli cheres hamukuf tzamid pasil. So it's protected from any of the tumah. But if there's a tefach opening between the two compartments of the container, hakol tameh, then everything is going to be tameh. Moving on now to Mishnah Zayin. What if you have a hole in a kli cheres oven, in a tanur? So the Gemara discusses whether the inside of that hole is considered to be part of the inside of the oven. So hasharetz shenimtza be'ein shaltan va'ayin shaltanur. If you have a sharetz in an eye, it's not literally an eye, it means that it's a vent in the oven, and there's a sheretz in that hole, ba'ayin shel kiro, or in the ayin of a kira, a different type of stove, ba'ayin shel kupach, or a different type of stove, min asafa pnimis v'lachutz, if the sheretz is anywhere outside of the inner edge of that hole, so it's not actually in the avir of the klicheres, tahar, then the inside of the klicheres is going to be tahar, v'im haya ba'avir, but if it was actually in the airspace of the klicheres, afilu kazayis min ameis tahar. Then even if there's a kazayis min ameis in that hole, in that ayin, the oven is going to be tahar because the kazayis min ameis is not in the avir of the tanur and it's not touching the inside under the same roof. V'im yeshon pasech tefach. But if there's a pasech tefach in that hole, meaning that's how much space you need for tumah to travel, then hakol tame. Then everything is going to be tame. The oven and whatever else can be mekabel tumah is tame because the mace, even though the oven is outside and not under a roof, it's in the backyard. It's because the mace fills the ohel meaning that poseach tefach creates its own ohel, and therefore once it fills that poseach tefach, it will travel in both directions outside. So it will travel to the inside of the oven as well, and everything inside that oven is going to become tamei. So to review what we learned today in Perek Ches, Mishnah Vav, we said that if you have a sourdough container that's mukav tzamid pasil, that's inside of an oven, the sourdough and the sharetz that are inside of it, and the sourdough and the sharetz are inside of it, and they're divided in two separate compartments, the tanur is going to become tameh, but the sa'or is going to be tahar. And if it was a gzayis min ameis, the tanur and the house are going to be tameh, but the sourdough is going to be tahar. And if there's a poseach tefach, everything's going to be tameh. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we said that if you have a sharetz in a vent of a tanur or a kiro or a kupach, so if it's on the if it's outside of the airspace of that oven, then it's good that whatever's in the oven is going to be tahar. But if it's in the airspace of the oven, then even if it's a kazayis min ameis, it's going to be tahar. And if you have a paseach tefach, then it's going to transmit the tumah. Everything is going to be tameh. Next time we'll pick up with Perches Mishnah Ches.